The laws that protect women and minorities and people with disabilities, among others, from discrimination are essential, and I am not suggesting they be circumvented. But I have also witnessed firsthand how they can have a chilling effect on discourse, sometimes even to the detriment of the people they are designed to defend. I don't have a solution to this dilemma, and will leave it to public policy and legal experts to solve. I do think this is worth some serious attention, so we can find a way to deal with these issues in a way that protects but doesn't suppress. Most people would agree that gender bias exists in others. We, however, would never be swayed by such superficial and unenlightened opinions. Except we are. Our preconceived notions about masculinity and femininity influence how we interact with and evaluate colleagues in the workplace. A 2012 study found that when evaluating identical resumes for a lab manager position from a male student and a female student, even though the students had the same qualifications and experience, the scientists deemed the female student less competent and offered her a lower starting salary and less mentoring. Other studies of job applicants, candidates for scholarships, and musicians auditioning for orchestras have come to the same conclusion. Gender bias influences how we view performance and typically raises our assessment of men while lowering our assessment of women.